But there's a human component of healing. And hospitals recognize this. They say we hire for character and we train for skills. Yes, having those skills really helps us stand out in the clinical setting. But I think that so many schools try to teach their students what it means to have compassion, but they can't tell them about the compassion that Christ had for us, that he died for us. And so without having the best and prime example of compassion to teach to their students, they're left with the reflections and the shadows of it.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Abby Hannah Brandt is class of 2019 Bachelor of Science in Nursing with honors graduate. And she's accepted a position at Houston Methodist West Hospital in the cardiovascular unit. Abby Hannah has enjoyed membership in the Student Foundation, the Nursing Student Association, and the House of Augustine of the Honors College. She's the recipient of the HBU President's Award. That's amazing. Wow. You are set, young lady.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here with you today.
Well, we are really, really glad to have you. There's so much to say. I mean, how did you get here?
Well, I grew up in Katy. I was homeschooled, which I absolutely loved. And my parents selected a Great Books-based curriculum, and that led us towards the end of my high school years to the HBU Academy, which is HBU's program for high schoolers. And I came to HBU campus to take an advanced composition class with Dr. Bartel, and I absolutely loved it. I fell in love with the Socratic method, with the great professors here, and I ended up visiting an honors college class and having an interview with Dr. Hartenberg, and I knew it was what I wanted to do. I was only 17, I was a junior in high school, but I went home to my dad and I told him about the 30 minutes of class that I had gotten to sit in on. And he said, I haven't seen you this excited about something in a long time. I think you should apply. And I was so excited. I didn't think I'd be able to convince my dad to let me go to college a year early, but he was on board with it. And when I got my acceptance letter in the mail, I was incredibly excited. I knew this is where I wanted to be. And I have not looked back. I've loved every minute of it.
Wow. I mean, that's a really a great story. I mean, you must have great parents.
I do very much. They prepared me well for college and support me through it, and I'm very much looking forward to moving home after college.
Yeah. And you know, the homeschooling movement is such a powerful movement. It's growing across America. What were the takeaways of being homeschooled? I mean, it has a new prestige that typically years ago, a lot of people didn't understand homeschooling, and I think they understand it now because they see the students and what they've done, you know, in their careers.
It's true. I think homeschooling has great potential. It's also a great responsibility because there is a lot of room to err and a lot of room to succeed. We're very privileged in the state of Texas. Every homeschool family has the rights and privileges of a private school. Mm-hmm. It's required to use a written curriculum in a bona fide manner and have a minimum number of subjects we need to study. The restrictions, though, are very slight. And I think one of my biggest takeaways from being homeschooled was really learning to seek out opportunities that I wanted and to take advantage of them rather than simply wait for things to be offered to me and only choose from the opportunities that have been offered for me. You know, people often say with homeschooling, you know, what about socialization? What about the prom? Well, as a homeschooler, I learned if I wanted another friend to go and find them, you know, to go go knock on some doors on my street, go meet someone playing at the park, could join a community club. You know, Alexis de Tocqueville says that the small civic communities, the sort of city hall meetings, are the very heartbeat of America. And I think that being homeschooled really taught me to go and find that and seek that out and found that for myself because I didn't have a sort of an artificial classroom set up for me. It also taught me, I think, to be more open to having friends that were different ages and generations and not being set in an idea of, oh, they're 5 years older than me, they can't, you know, be my playmate. And I think that served me well in college because especially here at HBU, we have such a diverse student body, not only ethnically and somewhat religiously, but also when it comes to age demographics. Some of my classmates, particularly in nursing, are mothers with four children. And some of them are like me, you know, unmarried, young, single, straight out of high school. And so it's really great to get to realize that people can look very different from me and I can still find a lot in common with them and grow a lot from what we have in difference.
That's cool. Now the HBU Academy, I mean, we don't often talk about the HBU Academy, but it's a very viable, wonderful outreach of the university. Explain the Academy and how it kind of had the interim fix for you or fit and eventually brought you to the university.
Well, the Academy is HBU's program for high schoolers. And really the Academy is kind of like the Honors College for high schoolers. It's
right.
What it's most specifically modeled after. So it's a great text program that is rooted in the Socratic method. And the class that I took was an advanced composition class. We studied speeches, short stories, and poems. And we actually learned to read these great authors like Martin Luther, and so many others, Martin Luther King Jr. and Martin Luther the theologian, I think we read both. And we got to then come and actually discuss the writings and look at why is this writing something that has affected people's hearts and minds over generations, and pick it apart and diagram sentences, and then workshop each other's essays in a very Socratic style. And I loved it. I actually struggled a lot with writing in high school, and it was something that I hated. But my mom came to me and she said, you know, God chose to give us the scriptures as written word, and he could have used any medium. So writing must be important. So
right.
we should learn this, you know? And I agreed, and I decided to give it another try with another teacher, another curriculum. And I grew a lot, and it gave me a love of writing again, a love of the English language. And I realized how mathematical language can be. You know, every part of grammar, it's like math rules. It does fit a formula. And realizing that when you bring order out of chaos, that's how we make art. Well, writing is no different. We take sounds and we take words and we bring order out of chaos so that it appeals to the human ear. And there is an objective element to writing. People think it's all subjective. It's all what the teacher wants to hear. It's not true. Because there's a part of being human that's consistent and the same between each of us, and that goes back to being made in the image of God and craving at some level to bring order out of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I learned and learned to love, and I then got to come to the Honors College where I had many mentors pour into my writing abilities, and I used the tutoring at the Academic Success Center every week, and I've actually ended up publishing a few things since I came to college.
Cool. And so you were graduate with a Bachelor of Science in nursing with honors graduate. So you can be a nursing student and in the Honors College. There's an interface there?
There is. We have a bridge program. HBU
right.
is the only university in America which offers a bridge program between a Bachelor's of Science in nursing program and a Socratic Method Honors College.
That is cool.
We are the only one in the United States like that that allows you to still graduate in 4 years. There's one other one, but it takes more than 4 years to graduate. And it's been a lot of work, but it has been one of the best decisions I've made in the last
year. You know, I was just sitting here thinking about how much reading you've done the last 4 years. I mean, with the Honors College and all the classics you've read. And then I know in nursing, you read a tremendous amount as well. Now, I love reading. I've got 3 books going all the time and have for years. And my 2 daughters are big-time readers because I used to go buy them a stack of books. But I read the other day that there's like a staggering number of multiplied millions of people who don't even read. Now, you've benefited from that, haven't you?
I have. I think that reading is a skill and it takes certain muscles, so to speak, and that the practice of reading and of reading just the sheer volume of texts in the Honors College has really given me a confidence going forward that even when I am tired after a 12-hour shift, even when I am busy in life, there is time to read and to keep reading and also to live to read another day. Sometimes you have to know your limits with reading as well, and that's also something that I learned in the Honors College. Our reading load is particularly heavy in the junior year.
Yeah.
But it's worth it, and we read great books.
Yeah, you do, indeed. I mean, you have accepted a position at Houston Methodist West Hospital in the cardiovascular unit. That's a fantastic hospital. They're very careful who they hire. How'd you get that job?
Well, I applied and I interviewed. More seriously, though, I actually had the opportunity in my interview to talk about a research project that I did with human subjects through HBU. I took research in the kinesiology department with Dr. Studera Daniel, and we actually design and execute our own research study, and that's not something that most nursing students do. That's not something that a lot of undergraduate university students do anywhere. And it really caught their eye on my resume, and we talked about it. And only in a nursing interview are the interviewers excited when I start talking about urinalysis and how you too, for $10, can have 100 urinalysis strips from Amazon. They come in from the UK. It's incredible. And I actually somehow managed to persuade 15 high school boys to give me their urine so I could run hydration tests. And it was a lot of fun. The harder pitch was getting my mom to agree to let me do that in her laundry room. That was definitely harder than getting my human subjects to agree to produce the specimens. But I got to talk about that research and about how an article I wrote about the research got published in the American Medical Surgical Nurses Association newsletter called MedSurg Matters.
Cool.
And so I think that helped. And also HBU Nursing School has a fantastic reputation around town. We really do get picked up first, and it's great to get to walk into a hospital and see the nurses go, oh, we have students, and the charge nurses, at least they're from HBU, and they're like, okay, yeah, you know, at least they're from HBU.
You know, it's a very interesting statement you use, get picked up first, because, I mean, as I've learned, I mean, the nursing program at HBU and its graduates are very much wanted by the hospitals in Houston. And for those out of Houston, there's 59 different medical institutions in Houston. 100,000 people in the workforce, just in the medical community in Houston. More than the population of most small towns. Huge opportunity, but why is that so? That the HBU nursing student is kind of the... They've got their eye on us.
Well, I think there's,
or should
there's
I say
two
on
main
you
reasons.
All.
I think there's two main reasons. I think that our curriculum does a great job of partnering rigorous and excellent academics with a spiritual component. I think so often if you approach healing as merely facts and figures and looking at the human body as a machine, then we can be replaced by robots. You know, Methodist actually, in their downtown location, medical center location, they do have robots, not for patient care, but for help with security and other reasons. You know, and there's a human component of healing. And hospitals recognize this. They say we hire for character and we train for skills. Yes, having those skills really helps us stand out in the clinical setting. But I think that so many schools try to teach their students what it means to have compassion, but they can't tell them about the compassion that Christ had for us, that he died for us. And so without having the best and prime example of compassion to teach to their students, they're left with the reflections and the shadows of it. And that is still powerful. You know, even in Plato's cave, the fire still casts a shadow. Even in the broken things of this world, we can still see the glory of God. And so many non-Christians make excellent healthcare professionals who do understand that compassion. But how much easier is it to teach that to your students when you start class by praying for them every week? How much more likely do you think it is that then those students, regardless of whether they end up praying with every patient or not, because it's not always, you know, the right time and place to bring that up, depending on the patient's religious preferences, the fact that we are still praying for the patient, even if we're not praying out loud with them, the fact that we still understand, I think, a level of spiritual and human interaction that is so hard to learn and cannot be fully learned when you divorce it from our Creator and from an understanding that we share the image of God and that healing has to be holistic.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, a lot of Christian schools, unfortunately, sacrifice unnecessarily some of their academics for their spirituality.
Sure.
And HBU does a great job of balancing the two. You know, nursing classes are very difficult. We memorize a lot. We have a lot of critical thinking. We do many case studies, many hours in the classroom and in the clinical setting. But it is coupled with an idea of a higher calling. And I think that's part of what helps set us apart as student nurses. You know, we have a saying that we're not here at nursing school to learn to be heroes. We've come to learn to be servants. And I think that it really sets us apart in the hospital setting, that we're willing to, you know, clean the toilet when housekeeping is busy, mm-hmm. but then we can also turn around and correctly interpret a sophisticated lab test that's just come back and know what to do to promote our patient's safety.
So true. Now, Abby Hannah, you go by Abby Hannah.
I do. My parents always called me Hannah. I wanted to go by both when I came to school, so I always keep the Hannah in there to honor their preference.
Well, very good. Abby Hannah, so tell me, we have prospective people looking at HBU, and they're saying, you know, why should I go to HBU? And I've had people sit right where you are who said, I thought I wanted to go to a state school. And then they came here and discovered the difference. Why would you tell a student to want to come to HBU?
It's a couple of things. The first one I would say, one of the reasons many people I think want to go to state schools, they say, I want to go somewhere big, meet lots of people who are different than me. They're craving that diversity. But if you go to a large school that has diversity, chances are you will still only end up meeting the 5,000 students that look just like you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you come to a small school like HBU that still is highly diverse, you end up sitting next to the students who don't look like you in the classroom because there's only 15 of you in the classroom and you represent, you know, 10 different ethnicities. So I think that coming to HBU, the fact that it's small and diverse really is the best of both worlds. And then from a Christian perspective, I love that at HBU, I have actually watched professors from different faith backgrounds, from Catholic to Orthodox to Anglican to Baptist, all interact with each other in discussion of theology, of differing doctrines and opinions, and talking about the Bible in a discourse that's civil and productive and without questioning other people's professions of faith in the
sure.
midst of their conversation in a way that actually helps everyone walk away from the conversation with a better way of questioning, a better way of understanding the scriptures and of God. And I think as Christians, that's something that's sorely lacking in our church today. And if I had to pick a handful of the most valuable skills I have learned at HBU, learning to have civil discourse about theological doctrines that truly matter with people with whom I disagree, but I also believe to be Christians, certainly one of the most important skills I've learned here.
That is such an important point. You know, when we did our doctoral work, you know, I obviously found myself in the same situation with colleagues that, mm-hmm. you know, were immensely diverse theologically. And yet you were in a level of interaction and attention to one another that you couldn't help but benefit. And I look back with the greatest fondness of that period of time and what I took away from it. The faculty here, I mean, it's not like that class of 600 that they, you know, you're number 427 and they don't know you. I mean, there's a bond between the faculty and the student. What kind of bond was it for you?
Well, I have faculty that I took classes with freshman year that still know my name and say hi to me when I walk around on campus. And it's incredible. And it is true. If you try to stay under the radar, if you try to fall through the cracks, you might succeed for a semester or two. But you also, it doesn't take a whole lot of effort to really get to know your faculty. And in the Honors College, we have the mentor program where you get assigned a particular honors faculty to oversee your academic work for your full 3 years of study in the Honors College. And you're required to meet with this professor 4 times a semester, which includes your 2 oral exams. but you're encouraged to meet with them as often as you like. And I found that my mentor in the Honors College is Dr. Hartenberg, and we've gotten very close over the years, and I'm definitely in his office a good bit. Even though he's the director of the Honors College and he's very busy, he always makes time for his students. He's always there to listen, and he always has great advice both about life and about the classroom. And I think that that close and personal relationship really allows professors to do what they want to do best, which is to further education by looking closely at the precise and individual academic needs of each student, and actually challenging us accordingly. Because no matter how small your class is, when you have more than one person in the classroom, you probably have more than one educational need in the classroom. Mm-hmm. And I have definitely enjoyed that, especially with the Honors College and with the whole school.
That's really awesome. Abby, Hannah, you're going to graduate. You're going to end up at this wonderful job. In fact, I think I've been to that hospital for an x-ray or something, Houston Methodist West Hospital, right off of I-10, right?
Yes, sir, right by Texas Children's.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's the attention to detail in that hospital the minute you walk in is truly amazing. They've got customer service down like crazy. What's ahead for you? What do you tell me about Abby Hannah a decade from now?
Well, when God shares that with me, I'll share it with you. No, I look forward to nursing. I look forward to being at the patient bedside. You know, I've worked so hard in school to get there, and I'm really looking forward to that. And I look forward to possibly becoming involved in policy development. I've always had a love of politics. I got to go to Austin in February for Nurse Day at the Capitol with Dean Schumann from the School of Nursing and Allied Health and a few others. And we got to lobby a few bills up on the Hill with Texas Nurses Association. So possibly getting involved with something on that level. I love research, and of course it's always been a dream of my heart to settle down and have a family and raise children. And we'll see, you know, what God's plan and God's timing is in that. And I will always be on the mission field, whether that's Houston, because rich white people with insurance need Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, newsflash.
A lot of my neighbors.
Right? And also, it's one of the most international places in the world, and we do have a lot of people who travel to the Texas Medical Center from around the world, mm-hmm. and by extension to some of the surrounding hospitals to receive medical treatment. So I look forward to sharing the gospel with my patients, and I don't know if God will call me somewhere else. You know, I'm very happy where I am right now. I love Katie, but I also know that God will be with me wherever he takes me.
That's good. You know, when my dad was dying, he was 90, and he was one of these types that went decades without going to the doctor, mm-hmm. you know, old school. But I can't tell you the relief when I found out one of the nurses was a Christian. Mm. Because there was an instant connection, but there was an unusual care that she gave my dad before he passed. Christ in a nurse makes the difference. And we don't say that with a superiority or a haughty spirit, but I can't imagine anyone who needs care, and let alone those that maybe are terminal or have a serious illness, that just wouldn't say, thank God I got a Christian nurse. What is that difference?
Well, I think it's the matter of having the Holy Spirit, because at the end of the day, my abilities are small and my abilities end. And I can only love and care so much. But David writes in Psalm 23, my cup overfloweth, right? You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. It's only as Christ pours into us, it's only as the Holy Spirit wells up in us, that spring of living water welling up to eternal life, that we can have something supernatural to give to others. And I think that may be a piece. I think that may be a part. I think that mm-hmm. this is not a question that can be fully answered, and instead
right.
one that ought to be considered and refined. And so maybe 10 years from now, I'll be back at this table giving mm-hmm. you more of an answer.
How true. Abby Hannah Brandt is a 2019 Bachelor of Science in Nursing with Honors graduate. You were a part of the Student Foundation, the Nurses Student Association, and the House of Augustine Honors College Tell me what that is.
Yes, so here at HBU we have several fun traditions, one of which being the freshman beanies. We all get beanies when we're freshmen, but when you're in the Honors College, you also get sorted into one of four houses at the beginning of the semester, and you get capes. And you get to wear your cape for a full week.
Oh, cool.
And we used to deduct points if you didn't wear capes. And then I think some people felt that that was kind of like hazing, even though it's really not. So now, the new system with capes, we now get points anytime that someone with a cape takes a picture with an upperclassman from their house. Mm-hmm. So we accrue points all year long through attending lectures and other academic events, field day, quiz bowl, some different events the Honors College sponsors. Movie nights, because it is good to take a break from studying every now and then, I'm told. And at the end of the year, the director, Dr. Hartenberg, announces the winner of the 11th Pillar Award. You know, we have 10 pillars here at HBU, so the 11th Pillar Award goes to the winning house. And the houses are the House of Virgil, Homer, Boethius, and Augustine. And I served as the head of House Augustine for a few semesters. Our colors are green and gold, and our motto is Tole Lege from Augustine's Confessions, which means take up and read. The part where he's in the garden, his conversion story, and he's in a moment of despair, and he hears a voice telling him, take up and read. And he picks up a Bible and he begins to read, and he comes to faith. And of course, something that I always love about the story of St. Augustine, his mother had been praying for him despite his wayward debauchery for decades. And it's really encouraging to see how God answered her prayers, the diligent prayers of a mother after so many years. And that's a story I enjoy getting to share sometimes in the hospital, right? Sometimes our patients are not happy to have Christian nurses, but their family members are. And it's a story I get to share.
That is great. Fantastic. Wow. Look at the bright light that's coming out of Abby Hannah Brandt, and think about her as a point of light for Christ in a hospital in Houston, and the influence in the future years and days to come. That is an opportunity for you to do the exact same thing. You can learn more about coming to HBU by going to hbu.edu/admissions. Call 281-649-3211. And, you know, as we listen to Abby Hannah, it just gives those of us hope who are concerned about a world that's adrift. And unfortunately, those who have not been exposed to the gospel, or they've not been mentored by good, solid parents. I mean, I had a dad, probably like your dad. It was a great man, a tremendous man. And it makes a mark on you. So we are just applaud you today and what God's doing in your life, for the dedication, the discipline that you have devoted to your studies. I mean, it's going to be exciting. Are you thinking at all down the road about any graduate work?
It's a little hard for me to imagine now, because as much as I have adored my time here at HBU, I will admit I'm a little bit excited to move on from being a student for a season.
Sure.
But I have been getting some hints from various professors about getting a master's degree and perhaps returning home to the fold at some point in the future, and heard whisperings of that. And we'll see where God calls me. For now, I'm excited to be at the bedside with the patient, but we'll see if he calls me to something else later on, to nurse practitioner or even a master's in a different discipline. But I'll have to wait and see. As soon as God lets me in on that, I'll get back to you.
Good, good. Well, we look forward to following you. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.